USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As polls continue to close on this Super Tuesday, USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has a report on two states already projecting winners.
Tim, polls in Virginia closed at 7 p.m. Eastern, and Fox News projecting former Vice President Joe Biden to win the state, Bernie Sanders coming in second place, Mike Bloomberg in third, and Elizabeth Warren fourth in Virginia. Bernie Sanders winning in his home state of Vermont, where he's been senator for the past 13 years since 2007. Mike Bloomberg in the race, his headquarters in West Palm Beach, Florida, this Super Tuesday. It remains to be seen if he gains any traction after spending millions on ads.
Joe Biden wins the North Carolina primary, one of three Super Tuesday states where more than 100 delegates are at stake. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
The Fed makes a surprise announcement in response to coronavirus fears, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
My colleagues and I took this action to help the U.S. economy keep strong in the face of new risks to the economic outlook.
That's Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell announcing that the Fed has cut a key interest rate by a half percentage point in an emergency response to the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak.
The virus and the measures that are being taken to contain it will surely weigh on economic activity, both here and abroad, for some time.
Given the nature of the economic impacts from the coronavirus outbreak, many analysts say the rate reduction probably won't do much.
President Trump is donating some of his salary to fight the coronavirus. It's going to the Health and Human Services Department. It's going to the Health and Human Services Department as part of his promise to protect the American people. The president says they're watching other countries closely and might announce more travel restrictions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Washington Senator Patty Murray is criticizing government health officials' response over the coronavirus outbreak that has killed six people in her state. Murray telling a Senate health committee,
Mr. Chairman, this is really a frightening time. At least six people in my home state have already died from the virus. I am told we should expect more. We expect the number of infections to continue to grow. And the people across my state, and I'm sure across the nation, are really scared. I'm hearing from people who are sick, who want to get tested, are not being told where to go. I'm hearing that even when people do get tested, and it's very few so far, the results are taking way longer to get back to them. The administration has had months to prepare for this, and it's unacceptable that people in my state and nationwide can't even get an answer as to whether or not they are infected. To put it simply, if someone at the White House or in this administration is actually in charge of responding to the coronavirus, it would be news to anybody in my state, and I've been on the phone with all of our local officials for days now.
And finally, for those Catholics struggling to find a meat substitute every Friday for Lent, Chick-fil-A is looking to help you out. Select Chick-fil-A restaurants will have fish items on their menu, such as a crispy fish sandwich, a deluxe fish sandwich, and fish tenders. The fish options will be available until Saturday, April 11th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.